With KZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Surfers in Santa Cruz and around the world will honor the life of Jack O'Neill with a paddle out this Sunday. The surfing legend and wetsuit pioneer died last month. He was 94. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The paddle out to honor Jack O'Neill is expected to be so big it's taken a month to plan. Event organizer Brian Kilpatrick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is like it'll probably be the unofficial, you know, biggest paddle that's happened in North America for sure.
Kilpatrick is vice president of marketing at O'Neill, the surfing company founded by Jack O'Neill. He says the largest paddle out on record had just over 500 surfers. Kilpatrick expects thousands to turn out in Santa Cruz alone. Since Jack O'Neill's impact was global, paddle outs will also be happening around the world, in South Africa, Scotland, the UK, and Japan.
I mean, the outpouring of love and support from the community, the surf community, and just everyone, you know, wanting to help and wanting to volunteer and stuff, it's been pretty heartwarming, honestly.
Out in front of Jack O'Neill's Pleasure Point home, cards and flowers still decorate the fence. For the paddle out, people will gather in the ocean behind O'Neill's home, form two big circles, and hold hands. Flowers will be spread out on the water, and there will be speakers and music. Surfer Kristen Seagrave says she won't miss it.
Without him, this sport wouldn't be anywhere where it is, especially with the cold water that we have. And I'm not much of a person for crowds, but I have just said I will be there just to be a part of it.
The ceremony starts at 11 Sunday morning. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.